Skagway's Court is looking at options for a new space, and the Center for Disease Control increases the severity of its warning against cruise travel. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The president of Alaska's Hospital Association says that Alaska is already suffering from effects of a shortage of healthcare workers related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking on Talk of Alaska Tuesday morning, Jared Kosin said that the public sometimes misunderstands what the crisis is.
Oftentimes they think there's a bright red line and we're going to all of a sudden hit it and it's just, we're going to be kind of underwater. And it's not that simple. To me, I look at it as if we're going to start seeing cracks emerge in the system. And unfortunately, we are seeing those cracks.
Kosin says those cracks are appearing, especially in rural Alaska. He says hundreds of healthcare workers are having to take time off because of exposure to COVID-19 or catching it themselves. That means staffing shortages, including in Anchorage. He says other problems are also cropping up.
We're starting to see transfer issues emerge from patients that need to be transferred out of rural Alaska to a higher level of care, typically in Anchorage.
Kosin also pointed to nursing homes as places that are already under strain and where an outbreak could break the already stretched healthcare system.
If that sector starts to kind of go under, there's only one place for them to go, and that would be a hospital. And if we have a transfer of those types of patients into a hospital setting, it would put us under immediately. So we're in a pretty dire situation right now.
Kosin says that almost all hospitals in the state are currently experiencing staffing pressure, something which is likely to get worse if case numbers continue to rise. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention increased the severity of its warning against cruise ship travel. The Level 4 warning is the agency's strongest recommendation against cruise travel. It means there is, quote, very high level of COVID-19 aboard cruise ships and that all people should avoid cruise travel worldwide. The increase comes a month after the CDC lifted its 7-month ban on cruise ship travel and released its plan for the industry to resume safely. The cruise industry creates tens of thousands of jobs in Alaska and was anticipated to generate hundreds of millions of dollars in spending to the state this year. Cruising has been suspended since mid-March. The closure of Canada's ports is among the reasons Alaska's cruise season was canceled this year. That closure will remain in effect until at least February. The Alaska court system is exploring options for a space that could house Skagway's court offices. Skagway court clerk Jan Tronrud says the court has been run out of the McCabe building since it was renovated in 2000.
There's a small reception room, a small storage area, and then there is a hearing room, which also doubles as a jury deliberation room. And then the court, when there is a case held, the court uses the assembly chambers.
But in August, Bro manager Brad Ryan requested that the Alaska court system not renew its lease of municipal office space. In a report to the assembly, Ryan explained that he needed more office space to accommodate new accounting staff and a potential port director. Earlier this month, the Alaska court system requested information from the public about the availability of spaces in Skagway that could be used for court functions. Tronrud says they aren't necessarily looking for a traditional courthouse.
Skagway has a lot of retail space out there and a lot of commercial space out there. And so, if someone has something out there that might not be what we would customarily think of, that's kind of what we were looking, we wanted to open that as an option.
Hardly any court cases in Skagway end with a trial. Tronrud says only one has gone to trial in the last 9 years. And most hearings are held telephonically, with the magistrate calling in from Yakutat. Tronrud says the court needs a reception area and counter space to handle document requests and an additional office space to hold court hearings. The court system is asking those who are interested in leasing a space to get in touch before December 10th. For more information, visit khns.org. The Skagway Borough Assembly approved a series of changes to a community grant funding program. Each year, the municipality allocates thousands of dollars in its budget for local nonprofit organizations that provide services for the community. At a meeting last Thursday, the Assembly voted to change the guidelines for the grants. Assembly member Steve Burnham explained that the new guidelines no longer put limits on eligible projects and programs.
Because previously, a program would have been limited to only 3 years of funding, and that was never the intent. It was just an oversight typo.
Future programs and those that have been approved for funding over the last 6 months are no longer limited to 3 years of funding. So programs that have received funding in past years may apply for funding again. In addition, the Assembly approved changes to the amount of money that can be granted to organizations. Nonprofits may apply for a community grant up to 3 times a year. Each application may only request up to 10% of the total allocation for community grants, and the grant can only cover up to half of the project cost. KHNS has received community grants from the municipality this year and in years past. Skagway's total allocation for the fiscal year 21 budget, introduced earlier this month, provides just shy of $290,000 for community funding grants. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game closed the goat hunt on the Taquin Ridge by emergency order on Tuesday. The guideline harvest has been met with a total harvest of 3 male goats and 1 female goat. The closed area is bounded by the Taquin River to the south, the Sirku River to the west and north, and the Chilkat River to the east. Other portions of Hunting Unit 1D, not previously closed by emergency order, remain open. The Department of Fish and Game continues to encourage hunters to target male goats to allow for a larger sustainable harvest. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts. Thank you.